Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Welcome back, and surprise, it's not another true crime podcast. We're here with a bonus episode. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy. We're your partners in wine and crime, and you're going to need wine for this one because it is a Facebook wine-filled doozy. I'm hooked.
It is truly a trip. I'm so excited. We got this like hot tip literally in our Facebook group, not another true crime group. And then I was watching it unfold honestly in real time on Friday, like as I was working, just like complete tea spilling, live action, all on Facebook, all in like Facebook comments and everything. It was amazing. So we are going to be talking about a little small town police chief with the name of Jason Collier.
Ooh, boy, you in trouble. You in trouble. And I know it was last week and the attention span of TikTok shortened things out, but I don't think attention will wane on him because I think no one will rest until they start a Netflix show about this man.
Okay. Well, the craziest thing about this was I feel like the drama like peaked and fell within a day. Like it was truly a one day story for me.
I think it's a funny thing where it's like you get so invested in it because it is very juicy and salacious. And for anybody who doesn't know about it, we'll explain it to you in a second. Mm-hmm. But then once you like read about it, you're sort of like,
It's like slightly cut and dry, to be honest. It just depends how messy you are as a person.
It's as dry as the woman he was with because he does not look like a man who can love well. Let me tell you.
Okay, listen, it's always the people who you're like, this guy who has like 50 bitches on the side and you're like, and I'm over here like doing my hair and putting on makeup and not getting texts back, and this guy
again, I'm putting on glossy eye chapstick
exactly
for someone in Philadelphia, waiting for someone in Philadelphia to love me, and
it
here
must
we
just
are
be the asshole energy, Danny.
I that's true. Maybe we have to be meaner.
Yeah,
or I think
that's what it is. We need a complex.
We got something like that. Maybe we'll move to Texas. Yeah, that will really work out in my favor.
<That's>
so
<true. laughs>
So just for anybody who is not familiar with Jason Collier, because you are not allowed in the Facebook group, like I got rejected from it, and I don't know why.
Oh, shit. See, I joined it the day that shit was like popping off. And I was like, I need to get in before they make this group private.
Wait, what? Oh, you didn't have to request to join?
I did request to join, but it was back when the group was like still about 100,000 people.
That's where I was at. Wait, what did
and
you say?
I had
your
to request to join.
Was?
And I just said, like, I'm here for the tea. What did you say?
I said, I do a true crime podcast and I would love all the intel. Like, we want to bring the story to life.
I had to make it sound like I was just a messy person who was here to lurk for my own pleasure, which was half true. But then the other half is it was like I was mining for information for my article, but like I did not tell them that.
Oh, damn it. See, that's what happens when you're honest, people.
You can't be honest. You have to just pretend like you're there to just like lurk.
To lurk out. Okay, well, now it's Mike's super short show. So he was the former police chief from Stinnett, Texas.
Yeah, I thought Stinnett, whatever.
Stinnett, you know, it's Felicity Schenectady, who knows? So he worked in law enforcement for 21 years before he became the chief in February of 2020. He is also an ordained minister, which is a fun twist.
Which is like so Texas.
I'm like, how does he tie a cop and preacher? I'm like, that all so far also, it reminds me so much of what was that show I watched? Oh, Sweet Magnolias. I'm like, is this a beeline plot of Sweet Magnolias, Netflix show?
I was going to say, you have like the two professions with like complex and scandal in one.
That's true.
Like a holier than thou. Yikes.
Yes, that is OnlyFags. And he was on the board of an Arlington, Texas-based religious organization. So we're getting a little, and this is I think why it gets like super juicy too, why people are so invested in it. Because Mr. Religious Man here.
It's the inherent hypocrisy. Like Mr. Religious Man and Mr. Police Officer.
Yeah. So two
is
people.
Immoral and breaking the law.
Yeah. So so his organization had held church services for first responders. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. I like groundbreaking.
We clapped and we're good. Yeah. No. So anyway, it's not, the story does not end there. We're not just telling you about him because we want you to join his virtual bake sale. shit. Went a little crazy. And I didn't even, it all started, I think, on Facebook feeds.
Because
that's when people were posting. I was like, when someone first posted this in the Facebook group, they were like, okay, this girl, it's Cecily and it's Jason. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I love you, bitch. I love whoever's commenting, but like, are you just drunk telling us about your friend? I'll listen. But why are you sharing her stuff in the Facebook group? I'm like, just DM it to me because I'll trash talk your friends in there. But then it turned out that it wasn't her friends. It was this woman named Cecily Steinmetz, who discovered that her boyfriend, the Jason that we're talking about, the religious police officer, was married with kids.
So I want to chime in for a sec because I'm not actually sure how this started. I read one article that said he posted like a happy anniversary post with his wife and then she saw it. But then I also read that she posted like a photo of her and Jason and someone commented being like, wait a sec, I know this guy, like he's married with kids.
Oh.
So I'm not sure how it started, but it started through like Facebook. And then Cecily is fucking amazing, like my messy queen.
Oh.
The reason this all like popped off and wasn't just like a Stinnett like town gossip situation was she posted a review of the town and she was like, and she, you know, she wrote like 0 out of 10, like do not recommend, and like just went in on Jason. And then people saw the recommendation and it just like went viral.
I lost my butt. She now has taught me. It's like before he cheats Carrie Underwood, we need the Cecily remix.
It's so good. She's like, who has don't a Louisville fuck slugger? With cats meets before he cheats.
Yeah. She's like, I don't have a Louisville slugger, but I have a Yelp account and I'll bring that Yelp account to fucking power. Let me tell you that much. I'll let a bitch hear it. So she left no stone, no Facebook post unposted.
Truly.
Released it all. Did it. And like, that's what I love so much. Her Facebook picture. It was all like the cute little photos of them. Then the picture of him and his wife. It goes on to quote, Chief Jason Collier is living a double/triple life. I was his girlfriend until yesterday. He lied to me and presented me with fake annulment documents when I found out he was married. I also found out about a second girlfriend, Christy, shout out to Christy, last night. He has lied to us, our children, and asked us both to marry him. He is a poor representation of your town. He would also visit me in Amarillo when he was on shift. We just returned from vacation in Taos on Sunday. Okay, COVID. Meanwhile, yeah. I'm like, okay, Cecily, you're losing me here. Meanwhile, his other girlfriend was told he was on a work assignment in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, that's the other fucked up part too, because he would tell his other girlfriends that he was like in Portland for the protests, in Nashville after the bombing, like pretending he was getting sent across the country on police business, which I don't think is a thing. Like, they're not just going to pull this random ass dude from this 1800 person town in random Texas to like go work the Capitol storming or whatever the fuck. Like, who, what?
They're like, we need Jason Collier. He's our man. Yeah. And I'm like,
no, forget about the National Guard. We need like, the police chief of a town with a population smaller than my high school.
And I also mean like, no shade to Christy. I'm sure his second girlfriend, I know nothing about her, so I could be completely wrong. She probably was at the Capitol. I'm just assuming. I'm just spitballing that out there. Christy is spelled with a K and an I. I don't know. Apologies to all Christies. And also, oopsies, get mad if you want. So then this other woman, yeah. So they all were engaged with him. He got also.
Yeah, it was just like, what was his end game? Like, I get having hoes in different area codes, but like, why do you want to go the polygamy route? Like, that just feels stressful.
But also a secret polygamy route.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also the weird thing is too, that it's like, you want to have different families with like kids, like all like they had like, Cecily had kids and everything like that too.
Bizarre.
But I mean, it might've been because he was a romantic. Cause you know why, sir? You know what he gave them as a gift?
I do know.
Ladies and gentlemen, strap in You might get aroused. He bought him a coffee maker. The kicker, Cecily doesn't drink coffee. So,
that
like,
is classic male gift giving. It's like, I'm going to get you a coffee pot, but it's for when I come to visit.
I know. I feel like whatever, like, a guy tries to buy his girlfriend or wife a gift, you're sort of like, who is the associate who sold this to you? And, like, get a refund, because, right? Like, they just, that's actually a scam. There should be an unpacking of, like, people being, like, just seeing, like, aimless, straight husbands in a store being like, she likes spas, so should I give her this bar of soap? And they're like, yes, perfect anniversary gift. That's what you need.
Well, that's not as bad as the guys who were like, what, I got you a PS5. Oh, you don't like it? Oh, I guess I'll just play it.
Oh, God. You know what I would do?
Fuck off, Keith.
A Keith would do that. I would break that PS5. You know, I wouldn't even break it. I would just put, like, drip water in it, so it would just, like, start to short circuit a little bit. So they'd be like, oh, the game is, like, kind of laggy. That's weird. And they would always keep on losing their game.
That is genius. See, Danny, you do have it in you.
I got something in me. I don't know. But I need scams that can be done from the couch, because I could do that very easily from the couch. Once it involves 10,000 steps, I will not walk 5,000 miles. Let me just tell you.
Yeah, this involves like 10,000 steps and like probably a 10,000 or maybe like a 1,000-mile drive.
Yeah. And then while through all of this, this man was also active on POF, Plenty of Fish. And his profile said that he was not looking for a hookup. So I guess we know that that's true, because he was engaged 3 times. He was Danielle Staub of Texas.
Like, yeah, I guess I can respect. Like, he was really a man of commitment.
He was committed to God. He was committed to his wife, Christy. He was committed to his wife, Cecily.
Like, he was, yeah, like, he was not just hitting it and quitting it.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for that.
And he was committed to Opal. I think that was his wife. So he was really trying to be loyal to all of them, but not at all. So the kicker also, I love too, that he gave Cecily like a fake annulment paper. I guess that's easy to Google. I'm sure that's why Spencer's gift is still around, to prove that he was not married.
Yeah, he probably just printed it off the internet like people do with their fake emotional support animals.
Case in point, yeah, I do that. Just kidding, if you're a cop.
Danny.
No, I'm joking. No, I don't. You. There's ways to get it though. But also, if you have a small dog, a lot of times I don't ask, and that's kind of judgmental to larger dogs.
That is true. Wait, so do you have a fake emotional support dog or not?
Well, I have a fake emotional support jacket for them.
That's bad.
It is, but we don't really use it anymore because they're not that great flying. Oh, actually, because I got that just in case if it would be bad to get two dogs to fly on a plane, but Alaska Airlines didn't care. You just have to pay more, so that's fine.
That's good. I hope you stop scamming the emotional support system.
Yeah, but also
put that on the pod right now.
Also, and they always make me throw out my yogurt. And we're getting the middle ground.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
So he then filmed an apology video for her in a police vehicle in uniform.
This was the best because I watched this video and it was just like, I feel like such a piece of shit. I feel like the biggest piece of shit. And then in the background, it's like, we got a 1014 over on, you know, whatever highway, Buford Highway. And it's like, sir, you were in your police vehicle. Are you on duty right now? Like, he's in the car in his uniform being like, I'm so sorry. I just feel like the biggest piece of shit.
I guess it really helped us realize.
Do you want to go answer that?
Yeah, right. Like, whenever we're like, why were the cops so slow to get somewhere? Oh, they're filming apology videos to their mistress. Got it.
Yeah, they're filming apology videos and covering up the fact that they beat the shit out of someone who stole the sex toys out of their work car.
Yeah.
Just what?
A lot of layers. Yeah. So, unsurprisingly to our queen, Cecily, she put that shit online.
Actually, I screenshotted the photo of his fake annulment paper. Like, she put all the receipts out there. She had the fake annulment paper. She had photos of them. She had like all types of stuff. Just put it on Facebook. Her privacy settings are fucking wide open.
Oh,
it's a
wide
trip.
Open spaces. She was the checks. She was the checks.
She was ready. It was a trip. It was a journalist's dream.
Yeah. So then, of course, this wildfire, like Sarah said, over 100,000 people in a Facebook group about this. The consequences kind of happened fast. At first, he was placed on administrative leave, but then he was later fired and arrested for tampering with government documents, the annulment paper.
Yeah, it's a felony. So, yeah. Oh, and then a few days later, his wife filed for divorce. His wife also does ask for privacy. So I feel...
Oh, shout out to her. And you know, because this fucking sucks. I mean,
that's the thing. Like, everyone's like, oh, I want to watch the show about this and blah, blah, blah. And like, yeah, I get that it's a juicy story. But honestly, like, he's just such a dickbag and he's already been arrested. And I don't think like his wife or the poor women he kept in the dark and like misled deserve to just have this dragged up again in a year. Whenever show comes out. And the other thing is too, like every time an interesting story pops up, there's like six networks who make a documentary or like make a fictionalized adaptation of it. By the time that shit rolls around, like nobody cares. Like I do not give a shit about the Anna Delvey series that are going to come out. Yeah. Like that cut article happened in 2018. And so,
and that's the magic of podcasting. Make this,
because in 2 years, like we're not going to care about Jason Collier and those women don't deserve to like get their names dragged back up through the news cycle just because like we're messy.
Yeah, we're messy. And well, here's my thing for all the people that are like, oh, I wish I want to see this as a TV show. Oh, I want more stories like this. Let me tell you where you look. Your own town. Because you know
this, you know, is not what
a, this that is not a so rare true occurrence. They see you, what, like you look down your block and you just walk, you look at what neighbor waves to another neighbor. It's happening. It's Desperate Housewives everywhere. You know what I mean? And I don't mean, I'm not shaming the housewives. I'm talking about the hit ABC show, Desperate Housewives, where everyone
was sleeping with everybody.
just to clear the air to all the real housewives out there.
Of course. I mean, I feel like there's so much like shit that's coming out of my town that I'm just like, it's not even like drama, but it's just like crazy people that I'm like, what? Who are you? I'm glad I don't fuck with anybody from this town except my like immediate family.
Oh, yeah. My family and I have one friend from high school and that's end of list. Yeah, but truly. If you're listening to this from my high school, I probably think we're friends.
I have two of you guys. So yeah. Shouts out. You know who you are.
Shout out. But while I don't really care about this being a series, of course, people dreamcasted it.
What?
Of course they did. So they want Jason Collier. Well, first they listed every Jason that was famous. And I was like, I don't really need this.
Okay, no, I don't need like Jason Sudeikis in the mix.
He's going through enough. He just got dumped for Harry Styles. So like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean... Jason, I am available.
Yo, I think he's very attractive.
Yeah, he's cute. But
people put Jared Padalecki, Dean from Gilmore Girls.
Yes, I see that.
Kind of perfect.
I was going to say Mark Wahlberg.
Ooh. Oh, I could see that. And then for Cecily, Reese Witherspoon, I guess she could play a scorned mean woman well.
Reese Witherspoon is amazing at playing the well-meaning racist white lady who doesn't think she's racist. Like she has cornered that market in 2020.
She has gotten Oscars for that market. She really is envious.
That doesn't relate to Cecily.
Oh, not,
as far as we know.
I hope not. And then, so then people were also like, they want everyone to be everywhere. They were thinking Mila Kunis could play. I didn't look up that much about the other women. They think Mila Kunis could be involved as Christy. And then someone else, I don't even know who this other woman is. I've never heard of this actress before to play.
Yeah, well, as this story was, who's the other actress?
Where'd her name go? I just went away from it. Oh, Bailey? What? The name just went away.
Well, as the story was breaking, like all these other women were commenting on Facebook being like, oh, I was talking to him too. And some of them I'm sure were just lying for clout, but there's definitely more than these two girlfriends.
Oh yeah.
So it's pretty nuts.
Here's my thing. If anybody was chatting with him and you're not lying, I would love to talk to him. I would love to see.
Oh, also, I do have to say that somebody did DM us and they are from the town. they're either from the town that Jason's from or they're from the town that Cecily's from. And they said that she's also like a huge liar and a drama queen. So.
Oh, I remember you said that. Okay.
But I don't think the thing is, like, I don't think she's making it up. Of course, she's a drama queen. She went after maximum impact in her approach here. Like, she didn't just call up Jason and like DM his wife from a burner account. Like, she was like, no, I'm blasting your shit all over the internet. So yeah, of course she has a flair for the dramatic.
And can I say, hats the fuck off.
Honestly, yeah. Like, I find no flaws.
As someone who just said they bought a bootlegged vest for their dogs, I say you gotta live mass. You gotta have a flair. And also, if you're listening, you're a cop. I've actually never used it. I just bought it for like a Halloween costume. And then I was like, oh, this is cute. And then there I realized, but I never took them out because I was like, oh, this isn't a Halloween costume. So
that's like when we would buy fake IDs off a website and it would say, these are novelty IDs. These are only for jokes, not real ID, like not to try to get into bars and be like, yeah, yeah, sure. You know, all those gags I pull with my family that involve a fake license. Like, sure.
You're like, you know, ugh. You're like, surprise, I'm not an organ donor. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God. Thank God I'm too old for. Oh, shout out to anybody who's 19 listening to this. Well, I guess you're quarantined home, so you can just drink wine there. Or if you're illegally allowed to. I don't know what I'm allowed to say without getting arrested. Anyway, Jason Sudeikis, call Sarah. Jason Collier, clean up your shit.
Yeah.
Cecily, we'd love to do Zoom drinks with you. I feel like that's where it
honestly,
is.
DM us, Cecily, NATC pod. We're ready. Honestly, I would love to have her on the podcast. Just tell a story. It'd be excellent.
I just want to know about her. I want to unpack Cess.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. All right. But thank you guys for also.
Shouts out to a queen.
Shout out to a real queen who's keeping Facebook alive. I've been checking my newsfeed more.
That's true.
And also shout out to you
guys. They probably got more millennials to log on to Facebook than they ever have.
Right. Oh, Zuck is happy. Zuck is loading his truck with us. Yeah. Money-wise. But yeah. And thank you guys for letting us know about this case too, because I truly did not hear about it until I was on the Facebook group. And I was like, I'm now obsessed. And now I see it everywhere. And it's all happening. So join the group if you're not in it and drop us more knowledge bombs like that. Not another true crime group. Just two really quick questions. Just say you listen to the podcast and you'll get in.
Yeah, that's it. Not very exclusive operation I'm running over here.
So yeah, join the Facebook group for all the fun drama that we have there, because you guys are helping us find this drama out. Follow us on Instagram, NATC pod. Keep on going. Keep on DMing us. It's a fun hoot over there. You can follow me on Instagram too, at Kashmir Danny, Kashmir with a K.
You can follow me on Instagram at Sarah Lamim. I also want to say we have some drama unfolding in the group. DM me personally if you've ever had a nightmare experience buying from Anthropology or Urban Outfitters. So I'm going to just say that. And other than that, thank you guys so much for listening. And also thank you for whoever sent us that tip. And we will catch you guys on Monday.
Betches.